together the passage for the day. So I asked you to join with me reading in unison the passage from chapter 9 of the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at verse 23. This is a challenge that Jesus gave to his disciples, not just the disciples of his day, but also today to all of us who want to be called by the name Christians. So, brothers and sisters, let us read together. Then he said to them all, "Whoever
wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up their cross daily and follow me.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you because, Lord, you have a special eyes on this church. You challenge us and you call us, you equip us, and you go with us to serve you wherever it pleases you to place us. So for the sharings that we have heard, we give you thanks. For the work that you are doing through this church and the vision and the potential you have given to us, we also give you thanks. And we pray, Father God, that you would continue to shape us, continue to impress upon our hearts your love for us and your love for our sinful, broken, messed up world. So that, Father, more people may also come to know the love of the Lord Jesus for them. All this we pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The passage that we just read talks about Jesus challenging the disciples and all those who would follow him to take up their crosses and follow him daily. What did Jesus mean when he said, "Take up your cross and follow me"? Let us start with what Jesus did not mean. Sometimes we find that people interpret the cross as some kind of burden they must carry in all in their lives. It may be a difficult relationship. It may be a thankless job. It may be a physical illness. But whatever the challenge and the trial may be, that we consider to be our cross. And so sometimes we say that, you know, that is our cross, and we know that it is from God, and therefore we would ask God to give us strength to carry it. Such an understanding is not completely wrong. But that is not what Jesus has in mind when he said, "Take up your cross and follow me." When Jesus carried his cross up Golgotha to be crucified, one of the things we are sure is that no one was ever thinking at that time about the cross as a symbol of a burden to carry. To a person during the time of Jesus, the cross meant one thing and one thing only. Can I have more water? Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, plenty here. To a person during the time of Jesus, the cross meant one thing and one thing only: death by the most painful. Death by the most painful and humiliating means human beings could ever imagine. Two thousand years later, believers consider the cross as a cherished symbol of atonement, forgiveness, grace, and love. But in Jesus' day, the cross represented nothing but torturous death. because the Roman force convicted criminals to carry their own crosses to the place of crucifixion. Bearing a cross at the time of Jesus meant carrying their own execution device while facing ridicule along the way to death. Therefore, take up your cross and follow me means being willing to die in order to follow Jesus. This is called dying to self. It is a call to absolute and total surrender. In all three gospel accounts, after each time Jesus commanded cross-bearing, Jesus said, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a person to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very, very self?" It is true that this is a very tough and difficult call from Jesus. Although the call is tough, the reward is matchless. Wherever Jesus went, he attracted huge crowds. Even though these multitudes often follow him as Messiah, their view of who the Messiah really was and what he would do was distorted. The people thought the Messiah would build for himself an earthly kingdom. They believed the Messiah would free them from the control of the Roman occupiers and drive the Romans out of the land of Israel. Even Jesus' own inner circle of disciples sometimes believed that Jesus had an earthly kingdom and that it was coming soon. And so, therefore, when Jesus began teaching that he was going to die at the hands of the Jewish leaders and their Gentile overlords, his popularity all of a sudden sank. Many of the followers were surprised, and they started deserting him. Following Jesus is easy when life runs smoothly. Our true commitment to Jesus is revealed during trials. Jesus assures us that trials will come to his followers. He makes it clear that following him, being a disciple of his, demands sacrifice. There is a cost involved. In Luke chapter 9, we read the stories of three people who seem to be very dedicated and interested in following Jesus. When Jesus questioned them further, their commitment was half-hearted at best. They failed to count the cost of following him. None was willing to take up his cross, and none was willing to surrender their life to him. Yet Jesus is still saying to all of us today, take up your cross and follow me. If you wonder if you are ready to follow Jesus and take up your cross, consider these questions. Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing some of your closest friends? Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means alienation from your family? Jesus is asking, are you willing to follow him if it means the loss of your reputation? Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your job? Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your life altogether? These are tough questions. In some places of the world, these consequences are a reality. But notice how the questions are phrased. Are you willing? Following Jesus doesn't necessarily mean all these things will happen to you. But are we willing to take up our cross? If there comes a point in our lives where we are faced with a choice, Jesus or the comforts of this life, which one we will choose? Commitment to Christ means taking up our cross daily, giving up our hopes, dreams, possessions, even our very own life, if necessary, for the cause of Christ. Only if you willingly take up your cross may you be called his disciples. And that is made absolutely clear in Luke chapter 14. Jesus' words are, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. The reward is worth the price. Jesus followed his call of self, death to self, with a huge reward, the gift of life in Christ. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. Communion is a time to remember the work of Jesus on the cross. It is also a time to examine our relationship with him. Once again, he is asking us the same question. Are you willing to be my disciple? Are you willing to follow me? If there comes a point in your life where you are faced with a choice, Jesus or the comforts of this life, which will you choose? Today, as we celebrate communion, we hope and pray that our answer would always be, yes, Lord, I'm willing. Yes, Lord, here I am. Send me. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have not forgotten this church. We thank you, O Lord, for brothers and sisters, not just today, but also in days past, who labor faithfully for your kingdom. We thank you for starting this church, and we thank you, O Lord, that you have great plans for it. Today we give you thanks for the sharing and for the work that you are doing through our missionaries worldwide. Even though we are only able to do a little bit, but we pray, O Lord, that you would give us greater opportunity to support, to share, and also to participate. Father, we give you thanks because we know that Jesus has come into this world to reveal to us a God who loves us. As we grow in love with this God, who is you, we pray, O Lord, that this love will bring us to share the gospel with other people too. We thank you, O Lord, for your mercy among us, and we thank you, Father God, that Jesus died to make all of us a missionary, your missionaries, and for this we give thanks. We pray, O Lord, that the gospel would always be fresh and cherished in our hearts, and we ask, O Lord, that you will make each and every one of us an ambassador of Jesus, wherever we may be. Thank you, Father God. And thank you, O Lord, for the table of Jesus Christ you are about to prepare before us. May we partake of it with surrender, but also with joyful hearts. All this we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.